Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant move, India has just eased its foreign direct investment, or FDI, norms for companies linked to China, marking a notable shift in its investment policy. First, let's understand why this is in the news. On 6 May 2026, India modified its FDI policy by issuing what's known as Press Note 2, 2026 series, which partially relaxes restrictions imposed earlier through Press Note 3, 2020. The key change here is that overseas companies with up to 10% Chinese or Hong Kong shareholding, without having control over the company, may now invest in India through the automatic FDI route, which means they won't need prior government approval. Additionally, a 12-week processing timeline for government route applications was also mandated. What makes this significant is the distinction it introduces between control and passive minority shareholding. To understand this better, let's look at what the policy was before and what it is now. Before, under Press Note 3, 2020, any entity from a land border country, including China, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, Bhutan, Myanmar, Afghanistan, or beneficially owned by such an entity, required prior government approval regardless of the shareholding percentage. There was no distinction between control and passive minority shareholding. After the introduction of Press Note 2, 2026 series, the definition of control is as per the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, 2002. Which states that holding more than 10% beneficial ownership equals a controlling interest. This means that companies with less than 10% Chinese or Hong Kong shareholding, without control, can now invest in India more easily. But why does this matter? This change in policy reflects India's strategic approach to managing investments from land border countries, particularly China. The context of China-India FDI is crucial here. India's land border FDI restriction applies to investments from countries with which it shares a land border, and this policy aims to balance the need for foreign investment with national security concerns. It is worth pausing here to note that this easing of norms is part of a broader framework. The FDI framework involves key concepts such as automatic routes, government approval routes, and the distinction between beneficial ownership and control. Understanding these concepts is vital for grasping the implications of this policy change. Now, let us turn to the historical context and the significance of this move. The land border FDI policy framework has evolved over time, reflecting India's growing economy and its need to attract foreign investment while safeguarding its interests. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Remember this number, 10%, which is the threshold for determining control under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, 2002. Note this carefully, the distinction between control and passive minority shareholding is now a critical aspect of India's FDI policy. This is a favorite prelims fact, the PMLA, or Prevention of Money Laundering Act, 2002, defines control as holding more than 10% beneficial ownership. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For mains, keywords to focus on include Press Note 2, 2026, Press Note 3, 2020, FDI automatic route, land border countries, PMLA beneficial ownership, China FDI India, AIIB exemption, BIT, FEMA, NDI rules, and the China Plus One strategy. These terms are essential for understanding the nuances of India's FDI policy and its implications for the country's economy and security. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. This policy change reflects India's efforts to strike a balance between attracting foreign investment and protecting its strategic interests. What does this mean for India's strategic position? It signifies a nuanced approach to managing investments from neighboring countries, aiming to foster economic growth while ensuring national security. Now, let us turn to what this means for the future. As India continues to evolve its FDI policy, it's crucial to understand the historical context, the current framework, and the implications of such changes. This will not only help in preparing for the UPSC exams but also in grasping the complexities of India's economic and strategic decisions. In conclusion, India's easing of FDI norms for China-linked firms marks a significant shift in its investment policy, reflecting a balanced approach to foreign investment and national security. This move has broader implications for India's economic growth, strategic position, and its relations with neighboring countries, making it a critical aspect of current affairs and UPSC preparation.